平安。
May peace be to you all。
我们最近读经有读到雅各书。
In our recent Bible reading, we have been studying the book of James。
那雅各书里面有一段圣经在提到有功效的祷告。
And there's a passage in James talk about effective prayer。
我们先来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James。
雅各书的第五章。
Book of James, chapter 5.
从十三节到十八节。
From verse 13 to 18.
再提到有功效的祷告。
Here he talks about effective prayer.
我们先看十三节。
Let's read verse 13 first. 13 is anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing songs.
这里说我们如果受苦，他就应该要祷告。
So here it tells us that if anyone among you suffering, let him pray.
受苦有很多的原因。
There are many reasons for suffering.
神爱我们，允许苦难临到，一定对我们有造就。
And God loves us, and He allows tribulation and suffering to come to us because it's beneficial to us.
因为神不会做错事情。
Because God does no wrong.
但是到底他要我们学什么？
But exactly what he wants us to learn.
这就要向神祷告。
This is something we need to pray to God for.
求神指示我们，给我们智慧，让我们明白。
We need to pray to God to instruct us, to give us wisdom so that we can understand.
受苦有时，苦难过去也有时。
There's a time for suffering and there's a time to pass.
不会永久的。
And it will not last forever.
当我们学会了功课，这个苦难就过去了。
When we have learned our lesson, and then the affliction will be passed.
那我们的灵性又往上提升。
And our spirituality will advance.
所以在一个受苦人的人，我们最好就是跟他一起祷告，还有鼓励他祷告，还有帮助他祷告。
So when a person is going through suffering, the best thing we can do is to pray with him, to encourage him and to pray.
那受苦需要祷告的第二个原因。
And the second reason why when we suffer, we need to pray.
如果我们看约翰福音的第十四章。
If we look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十六节。
Verse 26.John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance of all things that I said to you.
再看十六节。
Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may abide with you forever.
这里说，我求父，他就要赐给你们一个保惠师。
So here say that I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper.
这个保惠师在英文有好几个翻译。
And this helper has several different translations.
我们现在念这个英文就是一个帮助者。
And in this translation it says it's a helper.
所以我们在苦难的时候也觉得很孤单，有时觉得很软弱。
So when we suffer, we feel lonely, we feel weak.
有时候觉得很绝望。
And we feel despaired.
谁能够帮助我们？
So who can help us?
这里说，天上的人赐给我们一个帮助者、保惠师。
Here say that the Father, Heavenly Father, give us a helper.
那圣灵怎么帮助我们？
So how does Holy Spirit help us?
所以这个保惠师有一个翻译叫 comforter, 就是说安慰者。
So there's another translation for this helper. Holy Spirit means a comforter.
所以我们祷告被圣灵充满的时候，我们心中就会有喜乐。
And when we pray and being filled by the Holy Spirit, we will be filled with joy in our heart.
那罗马书说，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
And in Book of Romans say that Holy Spirit has poured down the love of God inside of our heart.
当我们在苦难有觉得神很爱我们，我们反而会感谢神。
And when we are suffering and we feel that the love of God is in us, we will be deeply appreciative.
这是爱的另外一种形态的表现。
And this is another expression of love.
那圣灵的帮助，另外一个就是给我们力量。
The another help of Holy Spirit is giving us strength.
让我们有力量来面对我们的苦难。
So that we have strength, power to face the suffering.
再来就是我们在苦难哦，祷告圣灵会给我们智慧。
So while we were suffering, the Holy Spirit will grant us wisdom.
让我们能够想得出来，到底要怎么面对我们的苦难，来解决我们的苦难。
So we will come to understanding how to face our suffering, how to face our affliction, how to resolve it.
所以我们如果看到有弟兄姊妹受苦哦，一定要鼓励他，要祷告。
So if we ever see our brothers among us suffer, we must encourage them to pray.
有时候苦难来到，好像走到死巷，无路可走。
Sometimes, the suffering comes to upon us just like we enter into a dead end. There's no way to turn.
最后只有一条路，就是往上看。
And there's only one way to go, which is looking up.
所以以色列百姓，出埃及记说他们在埃及被法老王苦待。
So in Exodus, it described that the people of Israelites were oppressed by Pharaoh.
圣经说神听见他们的哀声。
And Bible says that the Lord God has heard their cry.
神看见他们的苦情。
And God has seen their suffering.
神知道他们的苦。
And God knows their woe.
神看见，神听到，神知道，这个就是人的希望。
God has seen, God has heard, and God knew this is their hope.
因为神就是父嘛。
Because God is the Father.
所以以赛亚书说，我们受苦哦，其实神也跟我们一起受苦。
That's why in Book of Isaiah say that when we suffer, God suffer with us.
有哪一个孩子受苦，父亲不会受苦呢
？Is there any child suffer that the father does not suffer?
只要有爱，父亲就是受苦。
As long as there's love, the father will suffer as well.
所以天父看到我们受苦，他也在受苦。
So when Heavenly Father see us suffer, He also suffer Himself.
所以圣经说神就下来。
So Bible say that the Father came down.
下来看看以色列百姓到底苦到什么程度。
So Bible describes that God came down to see the kind of suffering that people of Israel is going through.
那神就开一条路让他们出埃及。
So God opened a way for them to escape from Egypt.
所以我们有苦难他要祷告。
So if we ever face sufferings, afflictions, we must pray.
好，我们再回来看雅各书的第五章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章的十四节。
James chapter 5, verse 14. 14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
这个十四节就讲代祷。
Here, verse 14 talk about intercession.
为什么教会我们不能够孤单
？That's why this is why in the church we cannot be lonely.
因为我们要彼此扶持。
We must help each other.
我们如果孤单圣经说就被打败了。
If we are alone, then we will be defeated.
我们如果孤单倒下去，没有人扶我们起来。
If we are alone, then when we fell down, no one will lift us up.
所以，如果我们看到教会一个人独来独往，里面都没有属灵的朋友，我们真的要帮助他去找一些属灵的朋友。
So we ever see any of our members come in and out of church all by themselves, we should really help them to seek for a spiritual friend.
那这里说。如果有病的要请教会的长老来为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church to pray over him.
那为什么他这里一定提到要请教会的长老？
Now why would they mention here to call for the elders to pray for him?
那其他信徒祷告难道没有功效吗？
Now couldn't any other members or brothers and sisters to pray?
当然神是公义的符合神的条件祷告都会有功效。
We know that God is righteous, and any prayer that has meet the criteria of God will be effective.
但是如果我们看提摩太前后书里面在讲那个做长老的资格。
But if we look at the qualification mentioned in the first and second Timothy of the elders,
那是灵性非常高
Their spirituality is high.
甚至《使徒行传》第六章在讲这个管理范式的好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
So even in the Book of Acts, talk about those who minister full, they must be of good reputation, full of Holy Spirit.
那一个人有比较好的灵性当然跟神比较靠近，就祷告会比较有功效。
So a person who has a higher, a better spirituality, of course their prayer will be easier to reach God.
哦，所以不是这个头衔哈，让我们祷告发生功效。
So it is not because of the title or the role that enables us to have a more effective prayer.
哦，是这个头衔所代表的灵性。
It is the role, the title that reflect the spirituality.
哦，但是如果我们虽然没有这教会里面没有什么圣职，但是我们的跟神关系很好，我们的祷告会一样有功效。
However, even if we do not carry any title, any role, but if we have a good relationship with God, then our prayer will be just as effective.
哦，所以如果我们遇到困难哈，如果讲更白一点哈，要请教会哈，跟神比较亲近的人呢，帮我们祷告。
So if we encounter trouble or sufferings, we should ask people who are close to God to come pray for us.
因为灵性比较好，一般都是比较有爱心。
So those who have a better spirituality usually are more loving.
你如果找有的人，你找他，我自己的事情都祷告不完，我还替你祷告。
Sometimes you ask others to pray, you might get a response. I have more things to pray for myself. I don't have time to pray for you.
但是我们越靠近神，我们越发现哦。替别人祷告比别人帮我祷告更好。
So the closer we are with God, we sometimes discover that it is more beneficial to pray for others than to ask others to pray for us.
施比受更有福，在祷告时也是这样。
It's better to give than to receive, and this same principle applies to prayer.
那教会里面很多见证啊，求圣灵求很久都得不到，那在很努力帮别人祷告，得到圣灵。
There are many testimonies about praying for Holy Spirit. They have been praying for a long time. They have not received it. But once they start praying for others, they receive the Holy Spirit.
我们可以试试看。你如果一直祷告某一件事情得不到解决暂时把它放在一旁。你为教会里面那个投影在那个一个一个帮他们祷告。
We can try this ourselves as well. If we are praying for something we have not received from God, we can try to pray and intercede for others that has been projected on our prayer list.
有时候我们神看到我们这么有爱心啊，神受感动，我们需要神都给我们成全。
So sometimes God saw the love that we have demonstrated, and God is moved, and He will grant our prayer request.
所以我们有困难哦，如果真的很孤单，已经信仰要倒下去的，一定要请别人来帮我们祷告。
So if we have encountered trouble, faced difficulties, or we are alone and we are about to be snuffed, and we should really ask for others to pray for us.
这个不是羞耻。
This is not a shame.
我们是同走天国路的。
Because we work on this heavenly path together.
今天我们请别人祷告，可能明年别人需要我们为他祷告。
And today we ask others to pray for us. Next year we might need to help pray for them.
因为我们的一生总是有一段时间会遇到困难。
Because in our heavenly journey, there are bound to be a time we will face troubles.
那这样在祷告中彼此扶持，互相的带导，就让我们天国路上重新得力。
So in this in a prayer, if we are able to lift each other up. Then in this heavenly journey, we are able to regain our strength.
那我们再回来看十四节。
Let's turn back to verse 14.
他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
那为什么要用油来抹呢
？So why do they use oil to anoint them?
这个油就是代表圣灵。
This oil refers to Holy Spirit.
所以旧约时代他们要膏立君王、先知、祭司要用油。
So in the Old Testament, when they anoint king, prophet, and they will use oil.
那有时候在新约时代，在那个时代，还是用油来代表圣灵。
And in the Old Testament, the oil refers to Holy Spirit.
而不是真的用油。如果真的用油，那就很简单，拿一罐油抹很多。
It does not literally mean oil. If it refers to a physical, literally oil, then it will be very easy to use oil to help.
是指的圣灵。
But it actually refers to Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的同在，奉耶稣的名，主耶稣的名祷告，这样就会发生功效。
So if we have the abidance of Holy Spirit and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, then our prayer will be effective.
那十四节说，你们中间有病的人，这个病可以解释作两种。
Now, verse 14 says, "Is anyone among you sick?" This sickness can refer to two things.
一个是肉体的病。
It can refer to physical suffering.
在 我们周围有很多的见证。
We have heard many testimonies.
就是有病痛祷告得到医治。
We heard that people have sickness, they pray and they were healed.
那主耶稣说有病的才用得着医生。
And though Jesus said, I'm come here to help those who are sick.
那个病就是指的罪。
And the sickness refers to sin.
所以罪也是属灵的病。
So sin is a spiritual sickness.
那我们知道我们肉体的病如果没有医会死的。
So we know that if we are not able to heal our physical illness, then it will lead to death.
如果这个病很严重。
If it's serious.
那属灵上也是一样。如果我们犯了严重的罪，但是没有求神赦免，这个会让我们灵性失去生命。
So spiritually it's the same way. If we have committed serious sin and we have not asked for forgiveness from God, then we will, the sin will eventually lead to death.
所以主耶稣能够医病，其实有两个意思，一个医肉体的病，一个医属灵的病，就是罪。
So Lord Jesus is able to heal sickness. It refers to two things. He's able to heal physical sickness and also he's able to heal our spiritual sickness, which is sin.
那接下去就提到有功效的祷告需要有三个很重要的条件。
Follow after this, it mentioned that for effective prayer to work, it requires three prerequisites.
我们本身真的是算不了什么。
We ourselves are nothing.
我们很脆弱。
We are very weak.
我们很无能。
We are feeble.
但是我们所拜的神是全能的。
But the God we worship is omnipotent.
没有一件事情他不能做。
There's nothing that he cannot accomplish.
如果我们的祷告感动了神。
If our prayer touches God.
神无所不能。
God can do everything.
我们的困难，我们的路，神都可以指引，都可以解决。
And our troubles, our way, God can give us instruction, God can resolve them.
所以如果我们的祷告真的有功效，我们一生真的不需要烦恼什么。
So if our prayer is truly effective, there's nothing to worry in our life.
因为神的恩典能力是无穷的。
Because God's grace and God's power is limitless.
所以我们活在这个信仰路上我们的安全感不是说我有什么。
So we live in this world, in this journey of faith, our security, sense of security come from God.
乃是我有神。
As long as we have God.
那我向神呼求，神会怜悯我，神会听我，神会帮助我。
So when we cry to God, God will have mercy us. God will hear us. God will help us.
因为神的应许在基督里都是肯定的，都是实在的。
Because God's promise is all fulfilled in the Christ.
这是圣经告诉我们。
And this is what Bible said.
所以这是我们安全感的来源。
And this is a source of our sense of security.
全世界都失掉了，我还是觉得很平安。
We may have lost the whole world, but we still have sense of security in our heart.
神还是与我同在。
Because God is still with us.
那如果我们的安全感从神来了。
If our sense of security comes from the Lord.
什么事情发生在任何一个年纪在哪一个地方我们都不会怕。
So no matter what happened, at what age or at what any place, we will not be afraid.
因为我的父亲就是天上的神。
Because our Father is the heavenly God.
那要让我们的祷告感动神，这里有讲三个条件。
So for our prayer to touch God, there are three conditions that must be met. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
这里说，出于信心的祷告要救那个病人，主必叫他起来。
So it says the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
这个是肉体的病，那接下去就讲犯了罪，属灵的病也会蒙赦免。
So it first mentioned about physical illness, then right after it mentioned about spiritual illness, which is sin.
因为有时候这两个是连在一起的。
Sometimes these two are connected.
肉体的病是因为罪来的。
Sometimes the physical sickness came from the sin.
那出于信心的祷告要救那个病人。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick.
所以我们祷告要发生功效，第一个就是要信心。
So for our prayer to be effective, we must first have faith.
那什么叫做有信心？
So what does it mean to have faith in our prayer?
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
雅各书一章六节。
James chapter 1 verse 6. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
所以说凭着信心求一点都不疑惑。
So, but let him ask in faith with no doubting.
这个信心就是表示不会疑惑。
Having faith means there's no doubting.
有时候我们在很短的时间不疑惑这个做得到。
Sometimes in a very short time, it is easy to have no doubt.
祷告一天两天一个礼拜两个礼拜甚至一个月两个月我都不会怀疑。
Maybe we've been praying for one day, two days, one week, 2 weeks, or one month, 2 months. We have no doubt.
但是问题是，如果我们祷告一年、两年，我还会信吗？
But what if we pray for 1 year or 2 years? Will we continue to have the same faith?
有时候时间一拉长，我们就开始怀疑。
Sometimes as the time prolongs, we begin to have doubt in our heart.
就像亚伯拉罕哦，75岁，神跟他讲说要给你一个儿子。
Just like Abraham, when God told him that he will grant him a son at age 75.
这是神的应许，一定会实现。
And this is the promise of God, and it will surely come to pass.
但他一直等11年到86岁，怎么11年都没有？
But he continued wait year after year, wait for 11 years until he's 86, he still had not received a son.
他就怀疑。
So he began to doubt.
所以他就从夏甲生一个儿子。
So then through his maidservant Hagar, a son was born to him.
那从86岁啊，13年神都没有向他显现。
So from age of 86 for 13 years, God has not appeared to him.
86岁以前呢，神常常跟他显现。
And before age of 86, God often appeared to him.
因为他86岁做那一件事情，神不喜欢。
Because what he did at age of 86, God is not pleased.
那一直到99岁，他信心又恢复了。
Until age of 99, then he regained his faith.
他圣经说他身体觉得已经死了，99岁好像老人一样啊。
And Bible says that he feel his body is dead. He's 99 years old. He's like a very very old man.
但是他相信神讲一定会实现。
But he believed what God promised him will come to pass.
他就相信他太太会生孩子。
He believed that his wife will give him birth a son.
这个是你怎么想，历史的记录怎么理性去推都是不可能的。
Now, from a history of man, from your rational approach or thinking, you know this will never happen.
但是因为信就变成可能。
But because of his belief, his faith, it become possible.
所以信心就是不怀疑。
So faith means having no doubt.
那怎么能够做到这么有信心呢？
So how can we be so faithful?
那我们就知道，原来信心也是神赐的。
Then we know that the faith was given and granted by God.
不是说我想有信心我就有信心了。
It's not because we want to have faith, then we will have faith.
我们看马可第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 9.
马可第九章。
Mark, chapter 9.
Mark, 第九章的23节跟24节。
Mark, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. 23, Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
这里提到一个父亲他有个孩子患了癫痫病。
Here talk about a father who brought a son who was sick.
好，那主耶稣跟他讲了。你如果信，再信的人凡事都能。
So Lord Jesus told him that if you can believe, all things are possible.
关键是信啊。
The key is to believe.
24节啊，孩子父亲立刻说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
So in 24, the father said that I believe, but help my unbelief.
我看英文就很有趣了啊。
So if you look at the English translation,
我相信，帮助我的不信。
I believe, but help my unbelief.
怎么相信跟不信同时存在呢？
So how can both believe and unbelief coexist?
这个第一个我相信就是我的头脑知道神无所不能。
So the first belief means that rationally, we believe in knowledge that God can do everything.
因为我们听这么多见证，圣经这么多例子，我们怎么可以否定神无所不能呢？
We have heard so many testimonies, have seen so many recordings of miracles. How can we not believe that God is omnipotent?
所以神无所不能，也包括他可以解决我的问题。
So God is all powerful means that He can also solve my problems.
这个叫做我信。
This means that I believe.
那帮助我的不信。
And now, when it comes to help my unbelief,
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
真的要靠神哦，我真的没有这个信心。
Truly rely on God, I don't have this kind of faith.
所以知道神无所不能，但是没有信心去靠神。
So knowing that God is all powerful, but we do not have a sufficient faith to rely on Him.
所以求主帮助。
So we ask God to help us.
就是求主给我信心。
To help my faith, to grant us belief.
所以连信心也不能夸口。
So even we have faith, we cannot brag.
这是神赐的。
We cannot boast because this is given to us by God.
因为神给他有这个信心啊，他孩子就得到医治。
So because God, Lord Jesus, grant him faith, and then his son was healed.
因此我们祷告要有信心，我们就会得蒙垂听。
So when we pray, if we have faith, then our prayer will be heard.
我们看马可同样十一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
十一章二十四。
Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Verse 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
这个说我们祷告无论求什么，但是这个无论求什么还是有一个大前提，在神的旨意下。
Now here say whatever we pray, whatever things we ask, there's still a principle, meaning that we have to ask in the will of God.
你要先是信得着就必得着。
Now you have to first believe that you will receive, then you will have them.
所以先要信才可以得着。
So you must first believe that you will receive.
那如果不信就得不到。
Now, if you don't believe that you will not receive.
所以有的人求圣灵求很久都求不到。
So some people pray for Holy Spirit for a long time, but they never receive them.
为什么求不到？
Why they did not receive them?
因为他跪下去的时候，他已经想，我已经求五年了。
So when they kneel down, they begin to think that I've been praying for 5 years.
五年都没有。
And for 5 years, I have not received Holy Spirit.
这次也大概没有。
So this time, probably will be the same way.
祷告起来，我猜中了，你看。
And
then 我说大概没有，真的没有。
The prayer ends. He stood up. See, I was right. I did not receive the Holy Spirit.
他为什么猜中
？Why was he right?
因为圣经说你要先相信，你才可以得到。
Because Bible says you must first believe, then you will receive.
那这样一直操练，操练到最后，他觉得说只要我这样一直祷告，我一定会得着。
So through this experience and discipline and testing, he eventually believed that he will receive it.
那就很平常，也不是在求圣灵，他祷告就得圣灵了。
And so he prayed with this kind of a heart, and then he will eventually receive Holy Spirit.
所以祷告发生功效，第一个要有信心。
So for prayer to be effective, we must have faith.
好，我们现在回来看雅各书。
Now let's turn back to Book of James, chapter 5.
五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。我们看十六节。
Verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
这里说，一人的祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
You say that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
神不听罪人祷告。
God will not hear the prayer of the sinners.
因为罪是我们跟神的关系阻隔。
And because sin has obstructed us between us and God.
就好像我们打电话没有办法打通了，因为罪挡住。
Just like when we're making call, the call cannot go through because the sin has blocked us from God.
那罪拿掉，这个电话就通了，就通到神那里去。
And once the sin has been removed, then the call will reach, will goes out to the God.
那这个义人祷告大有功效，圣经如果翻开来，我们怎么是义人呢？
Now here say that the prayer of the righteous man avails much. So how can we call us righteous?
所以十六节才说要彼此认罪，互相代求。
And last in verse 16 say we must confess our trespasses to one another.
因为我们认罪祷告，神就要赦免我们的罪。
Because when we confess our trespasses, God will forgive our sins.
要洗净我们一切的不义。
will wash away all our iniquities.
那这样我们祷告才会发生功效。
Then our prayer will be effective.
哦，对我们自己的事情也是要从悔改开始。
So for our own matters, it starts with the repentance.
啊，我们为别人祷告哈，代祷也要从悔改开始。
And when we pray for others, it starts with repentance as well.
哦，所以我们在圣经里面看到每一次啊，如果神降下很大的恩典，那一次一定会有悔改在里面。
So if we look in the Bible, every time God pours down His tremendous blessings, we see that every time it happens because there's a prayer of repentance involved.
以利亚时代为什么三年半不下雨？
In the times of Elijah, why there's no rain for 3.5 years?
因为以色列百姓是拜偶像。
Because people of Israel worship idols.
那后来以利亚祷告，天就下雨。
And then after that, Elijah prayed, and then the rain poured down.
那为什么会下雨？
Why the rain come?
啊，因为那个四百五十个先知全部都被杀掉了。
Because the 450 prophets were killed.
然后偶像除掉了。
And the idols were removed.
啊，以色列百姓回心转向神了。
And the people of Israel turned back to God.
那这样祷告就下雨了。
And when they pray, the rain come down.
哦，那个雨就是神的恩典。
This rain refers to the blessing and grace of God.
所以这里说彼此认罪，互相代求。
So here say, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
为什么要彼此认罪？
Why do we need to confess trespass to each other?
因为有时候人跟人的关系不好，祷告不会发生功效。
Because when our relationship is not good, our prayer will not be effective.
那人跟人的关系不好，常常就没有办法赦免。
And when our relationship with others are not good, then we cannot forgive.
总是有一个恨在里面。
There's always a hatred inside of our heart.
恨就是属黑暗的。
The hatred belongs to darkness.
神是属光明。
And God belongs to light.
所以心里有恨呢，神进不来，祷告达不到神。
So when there's a hatred in our heart, God cannot come into our heart, and our prayer cannot reach God.
所以要彼此认罪，互相代求。
So we must confess our sins with each other and pray for each other.
一人祷告大有功效。
And then the righteous prayer of a righteous man avails much.
但尼里悔改祷告，施恩的手就旁边帮助他。
And when Daniel prayed, repent, and the hand of grace helped him.
尼西米悔改祷告，神施恩的手也在旁边帮助他。
And when Nehemiah prayed, repented, and prayed, and God helped him.
第三个条件。
And third condition.
我们回来看。雅各书第五章。
Let's turn back to James chapter 5.
第五章的是七节。
Verse 17. 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
18节。
18, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
这里讲以利亚跟我们一样性情。
So here mentioned that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
就是表示说他是人，我们也是人啊，他不是超人啊。
He's a man, we are men. He's not a superman.
但是为什么他的祷告好像这么有功效？
But why is his prayer so effective?
当然前面有讲是出于信心的祷告。
Because it mentioned earlier that it's a prayer of come from faith.
那这是义人的祷告。
And also it's a prayer of a righteous man.
这里还有一点就是恳切祷告。
And another point he mentions that he pray earnestly.
就是说我非常需要神的恩典，这样祷告很迫切。
Because we need the blessing of God dearly, so desperately, so we really pray with importunity.
祷告迫切，时间就忘记了。
So if we pray with importunity, we forget the time.
那这样很认真祷告，神都说受感动了。
So we pray very hard, and then God will be touched.
那如果我们祷告有也好，没有也好，这个有时候就很难发生功效。
So if we pray this way, that it's okay to have it or not have it, then sometimes this kind of prayer will not be effective.
那这个恳切祷告不一定要大声啊。
Now this kind of earnest prayer doesn't have to be loud.
你看哈拿只动嘴唇，没有声音。
We look at Hannah when she prayed, she only moved her lips, she did not make any sound.
但是她在神面前把她苦情都倒出来。
But in front of God, she has poured her heart out in her prayer.
所以祷告完了就发生功效了。
So right after prayer, it God granted her request.
当然，主耶稣在客西马尼是大声流泪哀哭祷告。
Of course, there's another a case here when Lord Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane when he cried out.
所以最重要不是声音的大小，是内心的一种恳切迫切。
So it's not about the loudness of our voice; it's about our heart, whether we are earnest or we have show the importunity.
那我们祷告既然如果能够发生功效。
So for our prayer to be effective,
我们就觉得一天呢，一生恩典够用不尽。
Then we will feel that our grace, a blessing from God, is sufficient.
有主耶稣真好。
So it is good to have Lord Jesus.
因为他听我们的祷告。
Because He hears our prayer.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
264.
264.
请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣说，圣殿是万国祷告的殿。
Lord Jesus said that my house of God will be called a house of prayer.
因为他看到人在那里做生意，主耶稣就把银钱倒掉，把牛羊赶出去。
Because Lord Jesus saw the people were doing business in the temple, so he threw away their tables.
圣殿是万国祷告的殿。
The house of God will be called the house of prayer of all nations.
所以我们要培养一个习惯，我们来到教会一定要祷告。
So we must have this habit. Whenever we come to the house of God, the chapel, we must pray.
有这个习惯，我们教会就会有神的灵在运行。
As long as we have this habit, then we will continue to have the abidance and movement of God.
我们个人会蒙福，教会圣工要推动也比较容易。
And we ourselves will be blessed, and it is easier for church to push our holy work forward.
我们在八零年代、九零年代初期啊，有很多的信徒啊，常常到教会祷告。
In the 80s and 90s, we have many members who often come to church to pray.
那里面有很多的是青年。
And among them are many youth.
我们要把这个我们的传统啊，再重新把它复兴。
We must once again revive this kind of tradition in our church.
来到教会第一要紧就是祷告。
When we come to church, the very first thing, the most important thing is pray.
因为这是神的殿。
Because this is the temple of God.
透过祷告，我们来感谢、赞美，跟神交通。
And through prayer, we give praise, we give thanks, and we communicate with God.
我们大概还有一个半月的时间，有灵恩布道会。
We have about 1.5 months away from our spiritual convocation.
我们每一天为这个灵恩布道会祷告。
Let us continue to pray for this upcoming spiritual convocation in our daily prayer.
那我们最后一次祷告，也为这次的灵恩布道会来代祷。
And in our concluding prayer, let us also pray for this spiritual convocation.
求主施恩带领祝福。
May God bless us and guide us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray together.